MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Joining now with Mia Kruger, she is a director at Kruger International. Mia, I appreciate your early morning time. It's budget day, so I thought let's ignore budget for now. We'll be coming later this afternoon. I wanted to come at you with a philosophical question, an investment question in a sense. When you do your homework, you do your digging, you find a stock you like, at a price you like, you enter it, you put it into a portfolio. What then happens if that valuation becomes stretched? Do you take the money and run? Do you sit back and sort of pat yourself in the back and let the dividend flows? What is the process at Kruger International?
Good morning, Simon. Yes, so that's a very good question. I think if we just consider sort of what we've seen over the past couple of years, and if I can bring that in, and then just sort of what all the research tell us, is that normally winners follow momentum. So if a stock is up, it tends to fuel itself and it tends to run further. And that's what we've been seeing since the GFC about 12 years ago now. And the same story is on the other side. When we look at the valuations and the value stocks, the momentum has been negative for them as well. So the long and the short answer is normally winners tend to follow momentum further up and losers tend to follow momentum further down. So it's better to hold on to your winners and sell your losers faster. There are various behavioral traits when you consider why people want to hold on to losers and why people think they should sell winners. But mostly, it would be in your best interest to hold your winners when you look at the research. So just to get to what we do, you know, exactly as you said, we follow a very stringent investment process. We focus on diversifying portfolios, whether it is our equity fund or whether it is our balanced or prudential, which is a low multi-asset equity exposure fund. Mm-hmm. We follow the same sort of very stringent investment process where we build the portfolio up out of various asset classes on the balance side or from the equity side, let's focus there, from a very, very broad range of diversified positions. And then from that position, if we've bought something and put it in and it fits the strategy and the market runs with it, there's no need for us to sell it. So if we've got a good position and we bought it at the right price and we are and we see ourselves as long-term investors, then we don't think it's necessary to sell and try and time the market, definitely not over the shorter term.
And I like your point. I mean, you talk around, you know, winners follow momentum, and that's we're talking here about price. But the other point, which is in that statement, is that winners tend to carry on winning. And if you've got a stock that's winning, be it whatever, they're going to continue doing it from a business perspective, likely as well. Their earnings are probably ahead of their peers, et cetera, et cetera. They're a winning company. They know how to win. They use their status to continue to win. And therefore, it's a stock you still want in your portfolio. You might not be adding to it because of valuations, but you know, a great company is proving its worth.
Absolutely, Simon. And I think, you know, as investment professionals, we often speak we don't distinguish very, very well always between price movement and underlying earnings and value movement within a company when we talk, you know, to people maybe listening to your show, to the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. When you're a long-term investor, the price is what you pay. And what you look at over the long term is whether the company is becoming more valuable, whether the company is actually doing better than it did the day you bought it, whether it's growing in its respective industry, and whether it's adding to its earnings and to its profit. And if those things, that the reasons that you bought the company as a good investment keeps on going right, then it still remains a good investment. Obviously, if something better comes along, a company with greater prospects and company that has a greater future ahead of it, despite, you know, the fact that you might be in a good company, it might be time to add to that better prospect. So, I mean, it's basically not very difficult. As we know, the whole thing of investments, it's very simple, but it's not that easy to implement always because people's emotions get in the way. So when you, I mean, when you weigh up the prospects of returns on one company and it's higher than another, then you will obviously allocate to the higher return company than you did to the lower one. So those are the sort of things you need to keep in mind when you're an investor. When you're a trader or a speculator, the story is completely different. And I don't think I'm well versed to speak in that area.
No, we'll leave that for the traders out there. But I love your comment. Winners follow momentum, and I think that's 100% spot on. Mia Kruger, Director, Kruger International. Appreciate your insights this early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.